£2,000 bills for potholes. Residents dismayed at costs for road resurfacing. Dismayed residents on a Nunhead estate have been slapped with £2,100 bills to fix potholes, despite asking to have them fixed for a decade. 12 leaseholders in Mont Eagle Way off Consort Road were told in December they would have to pay the whopping charges for the resurfacing work, which will begin on Monday. But John and Mavis Kibble, both 71, said there should be a discount for the leaseholders. They've not been resurfaced since 1998, and they have only ever done little patch-ups, John told the news. Had they done it properly 10 years ago, like we asked, then we would be paying a lot less. But when he asked before, their excuse was always because of costs. Now the residents are facing a tribunal to get the costs down, after their complaint was barely responded to. I wrote a letter without complaint that was signed by 11 of the leaseholders, and all we had back from them was this innocuous letter that didn't respond to anything. It was barely worth having. We want a proper meeting with the council to discuss this. It's extreme having to go to a tribunal when we haven't even been offered a chance to speak to someone executive about this. The thought of going to a tribunal is also a daunting one, because they could face paying the council's legal costs if they lose. The resurfacing isn't going to be paid for out of the service charges we pay. They seem only to go to gardening and what have you, John said. The road surface is terrible. It's virtually down to rubble or whatever they put down. But it's a bit patronising for the council to write to us with a bill saying the roads are bad. We live here, so we know they are bad. We're not complaining about the work needing to be done. It's the fact that we wouldn't have to pay if the council fixed them years ago. Councillor Stephanie Cryan, Southwark Council's cabinet member for housing, said, I understand leaseholders' frustrations with the cost of the road resurfacing, but this is the best solution to mitigate against the cost of repeated patch repairs. These small repairs have happened, but over time it has become clear that a full resurfacing, which has now happened, provides the best value for money for leaseholders. We did receive a small number of concerns from residents regarding the works, which we ensured were responded to in full at the time.